USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A fresh round of rallies against mandatory COVID vaccination has hit Australia, with hundreds of thousands protesting in dozens of cities. Aerial footage captured huge crowds. New rallies all across the country happened on Saturday as people demonstrated for more freedom in relation to coronavirus vaccination, organized by the Millions March Against Mandatory Vaccination group. Massive protests swept central Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and Perth, along with 30 other cities and towns in Australia. The United States will restrict travel from South Africa and seven other African countries on Monday in a bid to control the spread of the new COVID-19 variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci was one of the officials who met with Biden before the proclamation was released, the president told reporters in Massachusetts. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
COVID-19 czar Dr. Anthony Fauci's credibility is down to an all-time low after he raised doubts about families gathering for Christmas. In the latest Rasmussen Reports survey, 54% of likely voters agreed that he has lost all credibility. Fauci says if you're vaccinated, get boosted.
As we're getting into the holiday season, you want to be fully protected in the sense of getting optimal. I mean, the vaccines themselves clearly are still highly effective, but you want to make sure the durability of that protection is longer, and that's the reason. And that's what the boost is all about. Bottom line, Dana, get boosted.
Mexican authorities have laid out a series of conditions for reviving the Remain in Mexico program, the Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a 90-minute interview on Sunday, Stephen Sondheim was engaged and playful, pugnacious, and gave little indication of being in ill health.
The world is remembering a Broadway legend.
Where are the clouds? Send in the clouds.
Composer Stephen Sondheim has passed away at the age of 91. He was responsible for many classics, including Send in the Clowns, which was a hit for Judy Collins in 1973. Other works of Sondheim include West Side Story, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, A Little Night Music, Sweeney Todd, and Into the Woods. His musicals experimented with form and content. He changed the idea of what a musical was, or how a story could be told through music. Five of his shows won Tony Awards for Best Musical. His show, Sunday in the Park with George, earned the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Sondheim was also presented with the 1993 Kennedy Center Honors for Lifetime Achievement and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. A new film adaptation of his musical West Side Story, directed by Steven Spielberg, is scheduled to have its world premiere in New York City on Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.